This podcast contains sexually explicit discussion, and if you're under 18, then it's time to switch off, as it's meant for your parents. And believe us, you really don't want to listen now.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I'm Mrs. G.
And we are...
The Sexless Swingers.
So, Mrs. G, episode 32, and we might as well say what it's about. It's about...
Yeah, we did say on the last one, didn't we, what we were due to be doing, which was going to the Killing Kittens Birthday Mansion Ball. We have been.
And we will basically give all our thoughts about it.
I think this whole episode may be this. I think we, from our point of view, this is something that we've been building up to forever.
Well, certainly since we've been chatting about lifestyle.
Yeah, it was the thing that was in the forefront of my mind of the sort of thing that I wanted to try.
I mean, basically. Way back in episode 5, which is when we went to our very first sex club.
Yes.
It left you, bit of a spoiler if you've not listened, but it left you a little bit, or left us a little bit cold.
It was just underwhelming. It was shit.
Yeah.
It was.
That's a quick summary of episode 5. But no, it left us underwhelmed and... At the time, you said you were looking for something, you were wanting something with more decadence, yep, and sort of more class.
I wanted to feel something.
Mm. And so that led us to finding and joining Killing Kittens,
yes,
way back in November 2022.
Yes.
And here we are with our very first official KKdo.
Yeah.
Now... We've missed out the very important bit of what you're wearing and what you're drinking, so I apologise for that. What are you wearing and what are you drinking?
So I've actually got, because you were in London, weren't you, a few days before we went to the event?
Well, yeah, I had to work in London for a few days, so I went down on Thursday.
And you were very nice because you went to Harrods. And I think everybody in the world will know what Harrods is. It's a fabulously, very nice, well-known London department store. And I've got some Harrods licorice tea bags.
I am living it large. Our anniversary, so I treated you.
I've got that, and I am wearing my quite classy loungewear, actually, tonight.
To go with your Harrods peppermint tea. Peppermint and licorice tea.
I'm feeling quite like an elegant housewife today. Whatever that is.
You've not been working today, then?
I have, and I've actually had my sweaty gear on all day because I did a spin as well. But for right now, I've showered, and I've got nice moisturiser on, and I've got some really nice sort of just lovely loungewear and a licorice tea. I'm civilised tonight.
There's a whole set of people out there, maybe listening, who much prefer the idea of you in your sweaty gear rather than your classy loungewear.
But I've now been on a Killing Kittens official do, and life has changed, and I think we should carry on and tell the people about
it. So, yes, I went to London last Thursday. I had some work to do there, so I had a couple of days in London, and you joined me jumping on the train down from Manchester, and... we met at the place where I was working, and we drove over to close to the mansion, which I don't think we're allowed to say exactly whereabouts it is.
We could give the county.
Berkshire,
which to everywhere else in the world.
It's basically west of London.
There you go.
So we drove over and we got to a very nice hotel.
Yeah.
And... We'd had some dinner
en
route.
Let's just explain that a little bit. And I think we may have touched on it a little bit on the last episode. So Killing Kittens took over a stately home hotel.
Yes. A former stately home that's now a hotel.
They took over that
for the night. Massive as well.
So they took the hotel rooms and they took the areas that we'll go into a little bit later. But on top of that, because that was fully booked when we booked our tickets... On top of that, they kind of, not partnered up, but they provided shuttle buses to 3 other hotels that were in the area.
Mm.
And I'm explaining this because I'm thinking there will be quite... I'm going to go into details like this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think from the point of view, if you've never ever been on a Killing Kittens event, and this is something we've been looking forward to so much, I feel it's not a duty, but I feel like we need to give it a good thorough explanation.
Well, we sort of owe it to the listeners because we've been building up sort of Killing Kittens. We nothing official with them at all. We're just members.
No.
We're paying members.
Yeah.
We only mentioned that we had a podcast literally within the last 2 or 3 months.
On there, yeah, yeah.
Just to avoid anybody sort of realising and feeling a little bit sort of cheated or anything like that.
Well,
that
also,
not
we
set.
Needed to be in the right space in our heads to sort of come out. So let me sort of backtrack a little bit there. So as I say, they took the hotel over and all its areas, which we'll go into a little bit later on. And then there was 3 hotels which they provided shuttle buses to and from the venue. So they were, I mean, on the Saturday night, our hotel was, I would say, 70% to 80% us. As in Killing Kittens people, attendees?
I guess so. I mean, there was that hotel was about 200 rooms. It was massive.
Yeah.
And, well, the pre-drinks very quickly filled up. They took over a bar just for the pre-drinks.
Yeah.
And there was 120 at the pre-drinks.
Yeah.
It filled up very quickly and many couldn't get onto them.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing there may have been at least half the hotel or more that was taken up by Killing Kittens people.
But we obviously went the Friday.
Yeah, and we know other people that stayed at a couple of the other hotels as well.
Yeah, and same in a similar setup.
Similar setup there.
Saying,
there was pre-drinks and so on. So effectively, it was a takeover of one opulent hotel.
Yeah.
And then 3 other large hotels within the area were basically probably half taken up by Killing Kittens people as well.
Yeah.
It's massive, this. And also, to quote a line out of Dirty Dancing, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Right.
Baby's dad said that, if you forget.
What are you saying that for?
Because last week we said that we thought there was about 500 people going.
Oh, yeah, we're wrong.
Well, just after we released, we got sent an article from The Times. It's a newspaper in the UK, and they had actually interviewed the founder and, I'm guessing, CEO of Killing Kittens. And apparently it was 900 people.
Yeah, that's what the article said.
We think it was slightly less, but there was...
You're always going to get your no-shows.
Yeah, so
you,
here was us saying 500. Well, no,
it
many
really
more
wasn't
than that.
Yeah. But we went the Friday.
We did.
And we had a little group, a chat group, I should say.
We mentioned this last time.
So we met up with quite a few on the smaller chat group, the little off-stem chat group.
There was a group of us from, there's a northern chat from Northern England, and there was a group of us, about 25, 30, not all stayed at our hotel, but the ones who were on that group, there was about, I think there was possibly 6 or 8 of us, and then there was a few others from the south that joined us as well.
Yeah.
So there was about 11 of us, I think.
Yeah, on the Friday night. Yeah, it was a nice number of people, actually. And as ever on these sort of things, quite often the first night is a night can be as much fun as the second
completely.
Night.
It's unprompted. It's just a group of people getting together. And yeah, there was, as I say, there was 11 of us. It was a nice group. We'd only met one couple previously.
Yes, we chatted with others, but yes, we'd only met one couple previously, and a few of them had listened to us as well, I think, beforehand. I think we're getting a bit more used to that now, though, aren't
we? Yeah, because they sort of know us, but
we don't know them. We had somebody say just that, though, didn't we?
Yeah, a few people actually.
I think I'm kind of just in a better headspace about that. I'm kind of getting used to it. It takes a minute.
Yeah, but ultimately, we chatted to these people online. Everybody's really nice, they were really nice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they know a bit about us. That's what we do. We put it out there. It is what it is. And I think, as well, this was in our sort of blurb that we put on the podcast info where it goes up. We actually say, the podcast is meant to be like they're sitting with us in a hotel lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is exactly what we were doing on Friday. We were sitting in a hotel lounge, chatting, and I think probably every one of them who had listened to us would say we are exactly the same.
Well, I think there was one couple having a little double take and going, this is just like listening to you. And we were
they said it a couple of times.
We were just chatting.
But I think we were correcting each other.
I think we were. Yeah, probably. We had lots of fun on the Friday, lots of giggles, probably too much to drink.
It was a 3:30 finish, wasn't it?
Oh, it blimmin' was. We need to stop doing that. We need to pace ourselves better.
Well, maybe, it was a 3:30 finish, and then we had plenty of fun in the hotel room.
We had loads of fun, actually. And stupidly as well, because we'd had a bit to drink and then we had some great sex, which involved the Lalo Soraya toy that we've talked about before.
Is that the wave? I can't remember.
No, the wave is the sucky thing. Oh, the toy is the thing that goes inside, like the bunny a bit. And then I think I ended up at one point...
Nobody could see the actions you were doing there.
No, my hand actions I'm trying to explain. And then I think at one point I was very uncomfortable because I had a glass dildo under my face or something. And
I think after we finished using that, I put it sort of between the pillows and then we carried on doing something else. And you ended up with your head on it.
Anyway, we had a great time doing the whole sex thing, got a quick shower, and then I thought, you know what? I need to get a bit of fake tan on. I've got to get my underwear on tomorrow night.
I fell for that. Fast asleep.
You went to sleep, and it's about 4:15 in the morning. I was putting my fake tan on. But on it went. Into bed.
Wait a minute, we must have gone back earlier because we just said 3:30 finish and then we had sex with me for more than 15 minutes.
No, I think we were upstairs for about 2:30, 2:45. Yeah.
Well, the bar closed, didn't it?
Exactly, yeah. We went to sleep and then the next morning we got up and we had some breakfast and just...
Yeah, we caught up with a few people there at breakfast We had breakfast and then again in the hotel lounge we chatted to a couple of the sort of community kittens, actually. Mm-hmm. Who
explain what they do, I think.
Yeah, they are volunteers from the community of women. Killing Kittens, women, and they just moderate the chats. When I say moderate, it's probably a light moderation. There's no hierarchy structure or anything with
not
these
at
chats.
All,
it's
no.
Everybody's equal, everybody's chatting. It's just to make sure there's nothing inappropriate, as in...
Offensive, really. Yeah.
Other than that, you know, any pictures are fine, any conversation's fine.
Yeah.
It's just to avoid arguments, I suppose.
Yeah, and there's not really, in the time we've been on, I've not seen much at all. You're going to always get the one oddball, aren't you? But the community as a rule, I would say, as in the Killing Kittens community, it just doesn't seem to happen much, don't find. We were kind of fast forwarding through Saturday because nothing really exciting
We did take a trip out to Windsor.
We went out with the King and Queen for a bit.
Well, no, we went over to Windsor because that was where we were going for our anniversary weekend, according to kids and the babysitters, parents.
Okay, yeah, so we had to take a picture in front of Windsor.
So we
drove
across to Windsor, got a picture outside the castle.
The things you do, or that we do, to cover our tracks.
I mean, it was nice. We went for a nice sandwich in a Danish cafe and stuff, but we felt as though we needed to send a photo home because we were away for our wedding anniversary, which we were.
It was, yeah.
It's just we said we'd gone to Windsor rather than, we're heading to a 900-person sex party.
Just tick the box. That's what we did.
So, moving on to that sex party, which is the main event of the episode.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
So, we got ready, took a few photos.
Let's not just scan past the got ready thing.
Oh, of course.
Why? What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say about the photo you sent to a few of our little friendly groups.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to say about that. All right. Yes, we did. You mean of the three choices of outfits?
Well, no, before that, you literally laid out about 9 sets of lingerie. On the bed, took a photo and sent it to, I don't know, 4 or 5 of our friends and basically said, choices.
Yes, I did. And then I had 3 choices of dresses and I did a similar thing again. And
we had a little survey, didn't we?
We had a survey because, and this is why I wanted to touch on the getting ready thing. So the impression of a Killing Kittens event, a mansion event, is it's like a ball. It's called a ball.
Well, it is a ball.
But for me, I'm like, what do you wear to this? It's so simple for men. As a rule, men were wearing some form of a tuxedo.
Well, every man, I think, was wearing a
tuxedo. I don't
think
I saw one that wasn't.
No, different variety. I mean, I had black tux pants on, but I had a sort of a burgundy jacket, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. So it can vary. But from a woman's point of view, you say to me, a ball, it can kind of send you into a spiral of, what the heck, what am I meant to wear to this? Because it's not just a ball, it's a sex party ball. So you want to look sexy.
I'm smiling now because thinking of going to the ball, what to wear, and effectively...
I'm Cinder fucking Rella.
Some different members of our friends beginning, your fairy bloody godmother.
Right, mothers.
Mothers and fathers, but In fact, one people will probably recognise, and we probably called them the hot wife couple in mm-hmm. the past, some friends, because mm-hmm. They have that sort of dynamic. And she was a little bit late coming on, and she was like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And yeah. We said, right, no pressure, but they're the three outfits.
I've already chosen one.
She's chosen, and she chose the exact one that you were wearing.
Yeah. So I think, you know, for me, personally, we're all different. We all have our own Star Wars, all have our own tastes. I can scrub up, as we've said before, but for me, you've got to feel yourself going into anything. You have to have an element of you.
We certainly do at some points, children.
You have to have an element of you and your personality. So if you'd have stuck me in some great kind of pink meringue floaty dress...
I didn't see any pink meringue floaty dresses.
There was quite a few floaty dresses.
Was there?
It's not me. It's not... Unless it's split up and it's got inbuilt thongs and it's split down and it's plunging, that would have been me. I couldn't find that. Otherwise, I'd have gone with that.
Well, you actually... I think we mentioned the Times article earlier on. After reading that on the Thursday...
Yeah.
You called me at work because yes. I was on the way to London.
Yeah.
And you said... I've got to go to the Trafford Centre. The Trafford Centre is a big shopping centre or mall that's yeah. close to where we live. Because you thought, I might need a better dress.
I needed to step my game up. 900 people, shit. Anyway, as it happens, I didn't buy anything at the Trafford Centre.
Well, you said they were all too conservative.
They were. There was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Come on, Vanilla World. Get a bit sexy.
I know, right? So I stuck with what I had. And I'd ordered something online that arrived the morning that I was going. And I literally threw that in the bag. I tried it on at the hotel. And that actually was the one I wore, which is the one that we put on Twitter.
It was my favourite.
Yeah. And it's not... That dress was basically completely sequined, very low cut.
You sort of
short.
Raised it up slightly because you had some laundry on underneath.
Large boobs.
Well, obviously.
I didn't raise it up.
No, I mean the sort of neckline, because you had lingerie with like a strap.
Oh, yeah. So you could... Yes, I see what you mean. So it kind of added a different dimension yeah. to the dress. Yeah. But I did have some more conservative dresses with me. They were quite booby, but they were very fitted. But I don't know. I had to go with what frame of mind I was in on the day. And I would...
Sparkly.
It was sparkly. And I think it was one of our fairy godmothers who said... We sent the picture through, that one's fun and flirty. If that's the mood you're in, wear that. And I thought, oh, she's hit the nail on the head, yeah, because that's what I felt.
Mm.
So I think, like I say, you've got to really feel that whatever you're putting on is representing your mood at that moment. And there could have been another time where that wouldn't have worked for me. And that's how women wear things well, really.
I mean, in fairness, a couple of days earlier on the chat group that we'd said about, one of the couples who'd been very, very quiet on there,
mm-hmm.
they suddenly came on, introduced themselves with a bit of a roll call, and the lady put a couple of pictures of different dresses and said, which one?
Yeah.
I sort of went on, as did lots of people, and said, you look fabulous in both, but that one,
yeah.
for me, super hot. And I said... Ultimately, it's got to be what you feel best in.
It has to be, yeah.
And so it doesn't matter if somebody else thinks it's better or worse. What do you feel great in?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it helps, though, to get some opinions, because you kind of really can't make a decision and it just helps.
We met this lady on the night and she was wearing that dress and she looked fabulous.
Was she? Right, good for her. So, yes, the decision was made. I did feel a little bit like I was perhaps going to a rave. Perhaps not a ball, because it just wasn't quite very bally.
Well, you had glittery shoes on as well.
I had glittery shaboots on, actually, full sequined. I was fully sequined, but I didn't feel out of place
at
all.
Also, you had a little bit of a sort of a shoe soulmate.
I did,
because
yes.
Before we went down for the pre-drinks, we had some drinks in our room with some friends.
Yeah.
Who came across, they were only opposite us, actually.
In the hotel, the
yeah.
Hotel, yeah.
And they came across for a couple of drinks before we went down to the pre-drinks, and he had some awesome gold glittery shoes.
He did, I mean...
And he rocked them.
Who can carry that off?
He did, though, didn't he?
Absolutely. And it really worked. And he got lots of comments on those shoes as well. So there you go. So for men as well, don't feel you have to wear black. Don't feel you have to... You know, he was in a suit.
He was in a black suit and he had a gold bow tail.
Yeah, it was all coordinated.
Likewise, I said I'd had a burgundy jacket. My bow tie was sort of black and burgundy.
Yeah, yeah. So a bit of fun could be added. So yes, we all got ready. We had our masks ready.
Oh, yes.
And we went down and had the pre-drinks, as we mentioned, and then the coach arrived. And we went to get on the coach.
We were on the first coach.
We were on the first coach, but also we got quite lucky because we got the front seats. And I really, really appreciate that we had the front seats because of what we're going to go on to describe about the arrival.
We also met a couple on the bus, on the coach. We chatted to them. He looked like Elon Musk. At first I thought he might be, but I thought he's not going to be on the bus from this hotel. He's going to arrive by helicopter or space jet or something.
He'll just take the hotel and own it.
But they were a nice couple. But I think what we've learnt is Killing Kittens, we see a microcosm of.
Yes.
In that we are on some of the groups with 200, 300 people, and we know quite a lot of the ones on our groups.
Mm. This has been a learning curve, one of the big learning curves for us.
This ball, basically, and apparently every event, brings out the members who don't really chat.
Yep.
And, for example, this couple, he said they don't swing regularly.
No.
They basically go to a couple of sex parties a year.
Yeah.
A couple of private meets a year, and that's it.
Yes, and I'm not sure that many of these people would use the word swinger to describe what they do.
Absolutely not.
It's just like
just a hobby.
Yeah, which we've joked about in the past.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll probably come on to this more as we go through the discussion.
This has been a major learning curve. Just
it shows there's another way.
There's another world, actually. It's not just another way. And, it's another world.
And this couple were really friendly. We saw them later on the dance floor, I think, said hello. Nice people.
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
For example, he lives in a town where there's a club who some of our friends go to regularly.
Yeah.
He was not for that club at all.
No. And we kind of talked about this last time, didn't we, about are you...
a product of your environment, or does your environment suit what you are?
And this kind of almost carries that conversation on a little bit, really, doesn't it? Just eye-opening in so many ways. So we're on the coach, and from where we were staying to where the venue was, we were on it maybe 10, 15 minutes, if that.
But we turned off the main road and entered. If anybody has lived, obviously we've got lots of listeners who live in the UK, but lots of listeners all around the world. Now, Britain has lots of stately homes, which are old sort of... anywhere from sort of the 1500s up to the 1900s.
Yeah.
Fabulous homes from the original aristocracy.
Yeah.
So they are fabulously opulent and everything. Everybody will have seen TV with, Pride and Prejudice and things like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. So you turn off the main road, drive up the long tree-lined driveway, and then when we were about halfway up into the vision...
Well, it was dark, wasn't it? Initially, when we've turned off the main road, it's dark. So that adds to the mystique.
Yeah, mystique is a word that we will probably use a lot.
A lot, yeah. So it adds to the mystique. You're a little bit, your eyes kind of widen as you're turning into a darkness. Because naturally, as human, you kind of go, where are we going? What is this? You become inquisitive, you become alert. And as you're driving down this dark, you can see like the outlines of trees and stuff like that. And as you say, then it came into light, didn't it? It came into view.
Well, you saw initially the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the front entrance, which had sort of red, it was lit up red.
It was, but it was done with lighting that.
Yeah.
And so there was
other sort of uplighters.
Uplighters, which again, naturally the colour red has it that kind of sexy feel though.
And as we drive closer, we're probably at this stage, I don't know, a couple of hundred yards away.
Yeah.
Or metres away. And then slowly but surely the full facade of this glorious stately home
into view, yeah.
comes into view. And Bridgerton was popular over the last few years.
Yeah.
And so anybody around the world who's seen a show like Bridgerton or Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, this glorious stately home, all double fronted, enormous looking sort of opulent home
yeah.
comes into view and there's a big gravel driveway.
You could obviously make out more detail.
Yes.
So as we approached closer, and this is why I was saying earlier, we were lucky because we got the front seats on the coach. So
lucky?
We had...
Was that luck or was that elbows?
I'm having my moment. I don't think it was elbows. I think we just got on the seat there, so we just got on.
That was the dramatic effect.
It was. But as we got closer, as anything, you could see the detail better. And I could see that there was two girls on stilts, I think.
Yes.
Performers. And yeah. they were kind of moving and doing stuff. I could see through them because the double doors to the entrance to the property were open. And then there was just this big Killing Kittens sign. And I was like, oh!
Well, I think to describe it, you should actually say, I think you texted a friend overseas yeah. to sort of describe it to her because she's into her events and things. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she was supposed to be coming along and we were going to meet her, but she couldn't make it. But how did you describe the feeling?
Yeah, I had goosebumps. I was like, oh my goodness. I couldn't, like, this is it. This is it. That yeah. from that shitty club a year ago to this,
yeah.
there's the difference. And that's it. I felt something.
Yeah.
I hadn't even walked in the door. I was sat on a coach.
Yeah.
And I felt something.
Because, I mean, we've been to quite a lot of sex clubs now, different events, lots of socials, some great, some not so great.
Yeah.
But we've been to quite a lot. But this was...
You know,
just on another level. It's just a different scale of event.
You know what, though? And I'm going to use a little comparison here. And they're on a different level. They're a different thing. But when we went to Fata Morgana, Tree Line Drive.
Yeah.
And it's the club. You cannot compare the building.
No.
But that little bit of a... it was pitch black again. When you came off the main road, it was pitch black. And same thing. Ooh, where are we going? What are we doing? Your eyes widen, then there's a few lights, and it all came to light. It was similar.
Yeah, because I think most of the sex clubs in England, probably Townhouse that we've been to aside, and I think Le Boudoir is similar in that they're in old buildings.
Yeah.
But most of all the other sex clubs we've been to in England are basically industrial units
yeah.
that have been converted because they're away from residential areas and they're discreet. They're purpose built to basically house. Facilitate.
Yeah.
This is, as I say, a stately home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even just a hotel, it's a stately home.
It was a home.
It makes you feel like you're in a movie.
Exactly that. So if there's to be, from the word is immersion. Immersion?
Yeah.
I thought it was like, put the immersion heater on, it's cold. No. Immersive. I was completely in that moment.
Although it was pretty hot.
Yeah. I was completely in that moment and I felt something purely from their theming before I've even stepped off the coach.
Well, not only
so
that, but we
hats
are...
hats off yeah. to whoever does that and they obviously know what they're doing.
Of course they know what they're doing.
Because that was absolutely bang on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop there.
Well, I think again... Part of the immersion was that we were on a coach. There was, I don't know, how many people sit on a coach? 60, yeah. whatever. Everybody in the dresses or yeah. their tuxes.
Yeah.
Again, it creates a feeling.
Yes. Yes.
And so we got off.
It was even a nice coach. What yeah. a lanky old bus. It was a nice coach.
So we got off the bus coach and we were actually the first off because we were at the yeah. front. Inside, there was already the people staying at the mansion.
Yes.
Of which there will have been a lot because it was a massive hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, we walked through the door
yeah.
and they checked. You get a QR code basically to get in.
Yeah.
And then we hung. Well, you put your bag in. We didn't have coats, did we?
No, we had a little clothing. But as we walked into the main area, so we've gone past these girls that are on the stilts doing a bit of dancing and stuff. We've got the big Killing Kittens sign.
Oh, security as well.
Yeah. There's security.
Everywhere.
Well, it's not just security staff,
yeah.
I think we should say, because they're different levels. And they are all dressed in black, but they have a red LED band on. And they are everywhere.
Instantly recognisable.
Instantly recognisable, everywhere. And they do not bat an eyelid. Like, nothing shocks them. They've seen all this before. Very, very professional. Very professional. Even the cloakroom assistants.
And they smiled.
Well, not that cloakroom assistants wouldn't be professional, but just the way in which we were spoken to, the level of service. So we walk in and there's this beautiful oak panel sort of desk in front of us. We are greeted. We are not ushered, but encouraged to go left or right, basically. You could go either way, if you remember.
Yeah.
And at which point told you have to put your mask on.
Yes. You don't get in without your mask.
Yeah.
You
know?
And beforehand, I think you were reluctant about the mask. You're a bit peeved because you, as many people will know, are a glasses wearer.
Yeah.
And it was, how am I going to use a mask with my glasses?
I just went blind. I was also concerned as well, like from a woman's point of view, wearing the mask. How am I doing this when I've got to have eye makeup on? It's, you know, it's an evening do as well, so you've got quite a lot of eye makeup on. But I went for, I had to, you'd pick me one up.
Well, back, I can't remember which episode, but it was probably episode 4,
oh,
I would think.
Yeah.
You bought a very nice handmade corset, mm-hmm, from a corsetry shop in the sort of trendy northern quarter of Manchester.
Yeah.
I went to that shop of lunchtime because I work in the city centre and picked you up a mask.
Yeah.
You didn't actually go with that one though, did you?
I didn't, because that was like a hard plastic one with a lace over the top, which you think that would be great. But for me, I needed the soft lace, and that meant that just, you know, my makeup didn't move or anything, and it was actually okay. I think if you remember on the last episode, I was a bit like, I'm not sure about this whole mask thing. It worked. I get it. Okay,
again,
I was wrong.
To use your word earlier on, is mystique.
Yeah. It's totally that.
And we met and chatted to a couple. We probably didn't spend as much time with them as I think we both would have liked, really. But they were a lovely couple. We met them in an area where they were sort of showing off plaster casts of bodies, which you can get yourself, if you like, at a later stage. But we met a couple who lived down in the south of England, but were actually Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
Got on with them well. We were all wearing masks. And the lady, she actually came out with possibly the line of the evening.
She did.
Now, just to put into perspective, these were an attractive couple.
They were, yeah.
Very attractive couple. And we asked about the masks and what they thought of them. And her line, do you remember what it was?
I do, but you deliver it better.
She actually said, well, the masks are to give the mingers a chance.
To give the mingers a chance.
Brilliant line.
I'm not so sure there was actually very many mingers there.
I'm not sure there were any mingers there.
And that's bloody me saying that.
Yeah.
With my stupid high standards at times.
It's a very attractive bunch of people, wasn't it?
So, masks were on, and off we turn to the right as we make our way into the property. Now, the lighting, it was just perfect again. Whoever does all this for Killing Kittens knows their shit. The temperature was right, the lighting was right, the music was right, the ambience was right, the venue was right. Yes, 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 and yes.
It made you feel special.
Special, but relaxed.
Sexy.
It was just a vibe as soon as you walked in. And there were, again, as we mentioned before, there was staff, lots of staff, kind of just the balance of them being around, but not being intrusive, but you just knowing that there's people there was dead right.
Yeah, and generally as well, even the staff were sort of sexy.
Yeah.
Because the men, security guys, were all in black.
Yeah.
All black with the red bands.
Yeah.
Then the ladies, sort of the kittens as such, walking around.
Yeah.
They were in like white blouses.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Again, with the red armbands.
Yeah.
So instantly recognisable, but all attractive and helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot the champagne?
Well, no, I was moving on to that.
All right, sorry.
So there was then a whole table of champagne that you could help yourself to. That was your welcome. It was nice as well. Don't know what type it was, but it was a nice one. There was then they have a camera set up, don't they? Like
yeah.
A selfie camera, I suppose. And they've got the Killing Kittens sort of board behind you, so you can get photos and all the rest.
I wish we got more actually.
Well, we didn't do it in lingerie, and I wish now that we had done it in lingerie. And then from the sort of the champagne table, it led you into...
You forgot about...
No, the... I wasn't. I was going to come on to them. It led you into another room where that had a cocktail bar. There was like a regular bar and there was a wine bar.
Correct.
There was an area where you could go outside as well. I guess that might have been for smokers, the smokers. Maybe. Yeah, although I didn't see anybody there, to be
we
fair.
Didn't go to the smoking no. area, really.
There was an area where later on in the night they had entertainment. They had a DJ playing. The music choices, bang on, perfect.
Yeah. There was a mix of everything from the 80s onwards, really, wasn't there?
But yeah, but not... It wasn't
Cheesy.
It wasn't cheesy, yeah. There was lots of wood panelling and wooden floors. And then there was some...
That's the venue.
That's the venue, but again, it was chosen right.
Hmm.
And then there was like rooms that had very dark coloured, like navy dark walls and navy dark ceilings. Again, it gives that sexy vibe. It gives that relaxed vibe it, rather than anything that's bright and stark. We noted as well that there were staircases that was going to the upper part of the building, and they had been placed in front of these staircases, these really long, I would say they may have been velvet because they looked heavy.
Yeah, I agree.
Like black velvet drapes. And again, that word, mystique.
Yeah, what lies beneath.
What lies beneath. And you're almost childlike in that kind of, can I take a peek behind that curtain? So yes, yes, yes and yes, all of it. And I remember walking round and we'd got a drink and me just going to you, I love this. I love all this. This is it. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. I think there was also sort of elevators up to the rooms, but they were behind sort of key cards. So yeah. You had to be staying there to go up to those rooms. Yeah, I think you're right. I think everything about that sort of mingling area, social area, was perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Couldn't
be
that,
any more about what you would expect from a ball.
That's also a sex party.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a ball.
No, it got everything bang on.
Yeah.
And the people.
Yeah.
We might as well move on to the people. Because we talked about the venue. Let's talk about some of the guests.
Yeah. I mean, it's confidential, so we can't say a massive amount, but we can give an idea.
We never talk about specifics with people, but as a general rule, we knew quite a few people there. Quite a few people knew us.
We had a few surreal moments, or I did, I must be honest, where quite a number of couples approached us and knew who we were, which, I don't want to sound like an absolute dickhead. But it happened, and they came to us and said, there was one person that said, we would only be here, or we would not be here if it wasn't for you, or we are only
here. There was a few people actually that said that. And that's not all sort of, oh, look.
Look what we did.
What it is it's nice that people have found another way rather than sort of the, dare I say, the Fab Swingers way, which is fine.
Fine for you if that's there, but from the people we met, it was like, we're really pleased we've just found there's an alternative.
Yeah.
Because interestingly, a lot of the original KK people, as I would describe them now, as you described them earlier on, they don't go on any websites. They literally do these parties.
Yeah.
They don't even know what Fab Swingers is.
No, we said this before about the socials as well.
They don't even know. So for us to be there and have people approach us and say things like that to us, I guess I'm just mentioning it because it did feel a bit surreal at times. I appreciate it, but it's a bit reflective where I stand there going, wow, this is just amazing. It's just, all of it is just, it's just amazing, really.
Well, and there was a few couples that we spoke to. It was their very first anything in the lifestyle. So one couple who we've sort of known because we've messaged a few times over the last few months, and they actually said that they joined up to KK from chatting to us, and this was their very, very first anything. So they'd not been to a social, they'd not had any private meets.
I feel quite... quite sorry for him because...
Where do you go from here?
Where do you go? Like, I mean, there was one guy that... In fact, it was our friend who turned to us in the middle of the night and just went, well, that's put a shitter on all the clubs now, hasn't it? Because how do you compare a club to... You can't... No. It's chalk and it's cheese. You can't...
I mean, they're different.
Not the same. They're not the same thing.
One's a sex party... Yeah. One's a sex club.
Yes, and so they are different things.
They're different and they offer different things. But from the clubs we've been to in the UK, they all have a slight, possibly townhouse, maybe not. It's different because it's a house rather than a club. But typically the clubs are slightly grimy.
Yeah.
And as I say, they're industrial buildings. They are not together to create a club and they're functional.
Yes.
So you've got different areas and it all sort of works, but you can tell it's purpose-built. Yeah. Some may say that's specialist, that's fine, but it feels a bit knocked together.
It is, but in a lot of cases, they work. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, now I've done this, I'm never going to walk in a sex club.
No.
There's a place for both, but I'm just so pleased that we found this too.
Effectively... This is like the ultimate, really, isn't it?
Not for
everybody. That we've found so far.
It's the ultimate for us.
Yes.
And there was going to be people listening to this that are thinking, this sounds not for me. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's different strokes for different folks. You can't please everybody.
No, we like the sort of the theatre of it, I suppose.
Exactly that. And we've got friends that have mentioned to us before about Torture Garden. That's not something we've not explored yet. It's obviously now part of...
We've been talking about it with a few people recently, actually.
And I think that's something that we may also love because of the theatre of it.
Also, really. even today, on our little brunch group that we've got for our social next month, about organisers of sex parties called Fox Den.
Yeah.
Now, again, they look theatrical, dramatic. They're in townhouses, etc. Again... And one of the ladies put a fabulous costume on that she'd been the other week. Looks great. Great fun. And
it's theatrical again, though, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. And I think that sort of suits us and our taste. It won't be for everybody, though, who, you know, everybody has something different.
For me, with that side of things, it's just, it's the whole playing thing. For me, it's playing again, all of it. The dress down is playing for me as well now. Yeah. I remember being dreading it, and now I just don't. I positively love it. Yeah. Again, I think it's just all that theatrical side of me, though, that loves that kind of dress up and all that. We should explore Torture Garden. We should probably explore this Fox Den.
Yeah, and others as well.
Yeah. Where were we? What were we talking about?
So, yeah, basically the people that we met.
Ah, yes.
So, again, as... We said earlier on, a lot of the people we met, I don't think you'd describe them as swingers or even lifestyle.
No, we
mentioned a couple earlier on that we met the immortal line of, well, the master to give the mingers a chance. Love that line. They, for example, they, again, don't typically... Similar to the people on the bus.
No.
They said that they come to the mansion balls, some of the other sex parties Killing Kittens organise, and then some private weekends.
It very much, from speaking to not just that couple, but from quite a few that we did speak to, it very much was just, this is how we have a night out. We come to something organised similar to this, and we might have a bit of sex. And it's like... Right, because why not?
Yeah, and...
I mean, to some countries, European countries wouldn't bat an eyelid at this.
No.
Us British, who are a little bit stiff upper lip, kind of go...
Yeah, there was other stiff things at this one.
Yeah. We kind of go, let's have some sex, darling, and a cup of tea. We're not quite as liberal or open-minded mostly about... Sex, yeah. The actual act of sex.
A couple from the Friday night who we became quite friendly with, lovely couple, they'd flown across from Spain.
They had.
Just for the weekend. And the pair of them, their family didn't know what they were doing here. They thought they were on business.
Well, they did have a business thing on the Monday, I think, so...
But they'd come across for this. They'd come for parties.
Yeah.
There's another couple that we connected
again, with. They don't go on the chats.
No, there's another couple that connected with us beforehand. We didn't actually see them at the party, sadly, but they were coming to the party, and he'd said that he's actually probably going to go and work out in Saudi next year.
But
they would come back just for these parties.
Just for parties, yeah.
Which sort of shows the pull.
Yeah, because I think, like anything you do, like when you go on a holiday, I suppose, it's the reflection afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you kind of go, oh yeah, that was actually really good. Or the certain bits, the certain elements of it. And I feel a little bit like we've done this for our first time now. And we're going to go on to, I think, about...
Yeah, the less perfect stuff.
The less perfect things, because...
Everything...
You've heard us enthuse, and some, but it still... it's there was little elements of it that, from our point of view, needs a bit of tweaking, and we're going to go into that. But, equally, now we're experienced in one of these parties, we could make it work better for us also.
Oh, yeah, no doubt at all. I think one thing we've not covered, actually, which is probably relevant, because... it is fantastic. It is high end.
Yeah.
But that does come at a price.
Of course.
So the tickets are not cheap.
Yeah, and we probably should share with people so they know what we're dealing with here.
It was around, I can't remember exactly, but it was around £250 for a couple's ticket. Now, I think it's important, again, to stress that a couple's ticket is only kittens, as in women, can buy tickets to these events.
Yeah.
So... a single kitten will pay less than half of that amount.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how much, but say £100.
Yeah, yeah, for this particular...
a kitten plus a tom, which is a man, costs more.
Yes.
So because it's killing kittens, it's about empowering women.
Yes.
So the couple's ticket, single men cannot buy a ticket to these events.
Nope.
So it's either single ladies, couples, or single ladies can take a single gent with them.
Yes.
But they are responsible for them.
The ladies are responsible for them.
So if that single man steps out of line and is inappropriate, then the kitten can get their membership stripped.
Yes.
So they are responsible for them, as you were responsible for me.
Yes.
So if I would have been inappropriate in some way, then you're responsible for that.
For because you,
it's all about the empowerment of women.
And I personally didn't see one bit of anybody stepping out of line in any shape or form.
No.
Or inappropriate behaviour.
No. So going back to the cost, it's expensive because on top of the £250, there's also a hotel for the night.
Yeah.
We did two nights, plus then your meals and your travel and so forth.
Yeah.
So you're looking at an expensive weekend.
It is, but it's the experience, you can't say it's like a sex club because it's not.
No.
It's an immersive experience.
And so I would say it's expensive, but it is fantastic value.
You get what you pay for.
Ultimately.
As often is the case.
And it's also bringing that collection of people together because...
well, it's
a fantastic bunch of people.
The other thing as well we've not mentioned, which I think is important, what I really liked, is telephone. You needed your telephone so you could get in with your QR code.
Yes.
We left mine at home, we just used yours. And what they do when you walk in, people have seen them before, I'm sure. It's like a locked case for your phone.
Yeah, so you slide your phone in and they clip
it. Like a wallet, and it clicks it together.
Like a supermarket security tag.
Yeah, and so everybody had to do this.
Yeah.
I didn't see one single phone at all anywhere.
No.
Because confidentiality is huge at these places, or these events. And I like that. It gives me, again, another bit of peace of mind. If I have peace of mind... like knowing that there's staff around, knowing that there's just order that's being kept in a way where they're just showing a presence, but they're not in your face as such.
No, they're not interfering.
All those
in the
things make me relax, and I like that.
Mm.
There's little things that they say as well, little slogans like, "Now it's your." You get lots of emails in the lead up to it, in the week before especially, and it's things like, "Now is your time to let yourself go. Now is the time for you to be your true self." All
which
these
now I
things.
Understand, having met so many of the people who go, they are not lifestyle people. They just choose to go to a very exclusive event
and
let themselves go.
Let themselves go with good music, a drink if you do drink.
Sexy vibes.
And just sexy vibes. It's,
in an opulent surrounding.
And potentially have sex, but... it's so hard to try and convey or articulate. it's more than just that. There is something more with this.
It makes you feel like you're in a movie, as we said.
Yeah, it's that. Eventually in time, after, because we only went a couple of nights ago and recording because we wanted to do it, as we've always said, raw in the moment right now.
Yeah, so you don't have time to think as such. It's your instant reaction.
But I think in a few weeks' time, I might have processed this a little bit and have a conclusion as to what I feel it actually is.
Hmm.
I think one thing to note, because I think we're going to move on about when the playrooms opened.
Well, the less positive sides, I think.
Well, what we noted, or what I noted anyway, was downstairs where all the mingling areas were, and there's a DJ on and there's been live entertainment and all sorts of acts and things, and like I say, girls just sort of walking around on stilts and things like this. While all that's going on, I did not see anybody kissing anybody.
Apart from
couples.
Couples.
Yeah. And that was interesting to me because anything we've ever done before, it's been a commonplace thing.
I quite like it.
I know, we know. I quite like it when I get my head on it. And the thing was, I was getting my head on it because of all these things we've said about...
Oh, there's some sexy people there.
There were sexy people there. We were getting great chats with people, great conversations. The music was good. The lighting was right. You know, tick, 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 tick. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get some sex on now. Let's crack on with this. And that generally, from our point of view, because we like a bit of a kiss, starts with a kiss. But when there's nobody else really doing it around you, it's also kitten-led. So
yeah, I couldn't have just gone up to a lady and sort of asked for a kiss. As such, it's supposed to be kitten-led. Yeah. They're quite strict on that.
Yeah.
Which, again, empowerment to women. There'll be some out there that go, well, that's not very equal and things. But I think you like the fact that it's giving the women the sort of...
That's the way it is. Like it or lump it. That's the way it is. Don't like it, don't go.
No, which some people don't. That's probably their loss.
Anyway, so, I was having a moment there, wasn't I? So I noted that, and then it was sort of came around the time where it was dressed down.
Well, you went off to get dressed down, basically.
I did.
I think there's one thing we've missed out, which is probably the biggest negative of the downstairs area was the bar.
Yes.
In the... As we said, there was, I would guess, around 700 guests there.
Yes.
There was supposedly 900, but there will be no shows and things like that. Yeah, yeah. Because of the nature of the event. But the bar, we went to get a drink at one point.
Mm.
It was probably 6 deep.
Yeah.
And it took us a good 15 minutes to get served.
Yeah, which actually 50, it's not long, is it?
But it's quite long.
It's a little chunky a night there. And yes, I think they needed either more staff or a longer bar or two bars. Yeah.
There was only three staff behind the bar.
So there was the main bar we've mentioned, there was the cocktail bar and there was the wine bar. I feel like, that they needed double that really in many ways.
Because there was so many people.
And everyone wants to drink.
That was probably the only negative.
The only negative, slightly, sometimes the cloakroom had a little bit of a queue, but it
That's
was never...
That's because the number of people.
But it was only one cloakroom. But again, given there were so many people, there was only one cloakroom, it was never a mass, it was never a huge, huge wait. So that was not a huge thing. So anyway, dress down came around. I went and got dressed down.
Looked fabulous.
Thank you. The other thing I noted, no men dressed down.
Very few.
Yes.
I would say less than 5%.
I would agree. It mostly seemed to be that guys just sort of unbuttoned their shirts and unbuttoned the bow tie a bit, maybe took the jacket off. It didn't seem to be
which
a thing.
I think generally, guys, if it's compulsory, which we've been to Townhouse where it's compulsory on the night, we've been to Fata, it works.
Yeah.
If there's an option, most guys won't dress down.
No. No, so, whereas most women... Well, in fact, I didn't see a woman who wasn't dressed down.
Barely, yeah.
The amount of Honey Burdette in one building.
And Coco de Mer. Is it Coco?
Coco de Mer and Agent Provocateur. It was like, oh my goodness. It was just unbelievable. It was just, yes, it was a feast on your eyes.
Which sort of sums it up in many ways, really. It's, in many ways, it felt like a high society ball.
Yeah. And again, there's going to be people listening to this going, oh, that's not for me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't meet anybody who was flash.
There was nobody flash. There was nobody that we met, and given we didn't meet absolutely everybody, nobody seemed to be too much of a dickhead. So
everyone had great conversation.
They all had something to say for themselves.
Fun,
they all had a good chat.
Intelligent. Well, not everybody will have been intelligent, I'm sure, but the ones we met certainly seemed it.
But this is kind of what I'm saying is, there were people will listen to this and go, it doesn't sound for me. Okay, that's fine. It's not going to be for everybody. Just the same as fab isn't for everybody. Just the same as, you know, certain sex clubs are not for everybody. There's a place for everything. And yeah, we're doing is sharing our experience.
We're not saying to you, join Killing Kittens and go to a ball. It's
no.
completely up to you.
No.
And all we're saying is, for us, fantastic.
This is what we found. This is what we saw. And this is what we experienced. Make of that as you will, really.
And the same as everything in life, different people like different things, and, you know,
it'd be boring if we all wanted the same thing.
Yeah, we're saying it from this point of view, you know, somebody else might say something from a different point of view.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
there'll be, I suppose there's blogs and websites and podcasts out there about dogging. That's not for us.
No.
But if it's for you or if it's for somebody else, crack on, that's fine.
As always,
do you.
So,
the bar was a negative.
The bar was a negative.
Not badly priced, though.
No, actually.
Reasonable for...
Because they've got a monopoly on it. They could have charged an absolute fortune.
And for a Sutton-based hotel, I thought the drinks were pretty reasonable.
There was a few people walking around just with bottles of champagne.
Of course.
Again, it's a bit Great Gatsby, isn't it? You know, the film with Leonardo DiCaprio in.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that in
Everybody
a way.
Dressed in tuxes.
Yeah.
Champagne bottle
champagne
in hand.
Flowing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, do you hear the theatre in my voice there? It's the film. We're in the immersive situation again. The playrooms had opened.
Yeah, so they opened around 10 p.m, which was around the time you went to get dressed down.
Yeah.
I think the first to dress down, which we've learned, is actually a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be very well known for being the first person to dress down.
Yeah.
Because they've been to countless balls.
That's because she's got a banging body.
Oh, she's fabulous.
And she's body confident and she likes being in her underwear.
Why not? When you've got a figure like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she leads.
And her husband's great as well. We've known him about a year now. And great people, fun to be around.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see him again soon as well. But she'd actually said to you, do you want to come and get dressed down with me? And she was getting dressed down, I think, with one of the ladies that we'd sort of connected with on the night and her husband.
I'm not sure I felt ready just at that moment. I was only about 10 minutes
well,
after
nobody
her.
Else.
No, she absolutely leads.
Yeah.
She's like...
Queen
bee of sorting out the dress down. She's like, here I'm going. We've got on her, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looked fantastic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So she went and got dressed down and then a few others started to sort of disappear and do that. So that was about 10 o'clock. By the time I'd got back from getting dressed down, mum must have been about, what, 10:30?
We had another half hour chatting, etc.
Yeah, and then I think it was one of our... Did we go dancing after that?
Yeah, we went dancing and then...
Dancing in my lingerie.
You're dancing in your lingerie. Well, you're dancing in your lingerie and we decided to wander upstairs to the playrooms.
We did. We were with another couple. We went upstairs and... So the black drapes have now been pulled to the side and we could get upstairs, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a very... Again,
you do like things being pulled to the side, don't you?
It's the curtains, again, behind those was this beautiful...
Grand staircase.
All that you'd expect it to be. And we got upstairs. And this is where it didn't go too well.
For us?
Yes.
So, just to put into perspective, there were, let's see, I think 4 orgy rooms.
Yes.
And 2 BDSM rooms.
Yes. And then there was kind of another room as well.
Was there?
That didn't seem to have any beds in it or any BDSM. It was just a room. I didn't really understand what that was.
So, to put into perspective, there was lots of people fucking in every single room.
Well, I think one room had about...
Well, the main room probably had one large orgy bed.
Yes.
Which I'm guessing there were 50 to 60 people on it.
Yeah.
And probably half that number again, another 20 to 30.
On another room?
No.
Oh, you mean on the floor?
Literally just on the floor around the bed.
Yeah.
So probably, I don't know, 70 to 90 people all in one room. In that one room.
And at this point as well, when you're upstairs, there is no music. The lighting again is still dark. Oh, not dark, but dimmed.
Yeah. It's great, the lighting. It works.
Yeah. So when you walk into one of these rooms, it is literally just sounds of sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And it's hot.
It's not just the sounds of sex, because it's the sheer number of people having the sex.
Well, that was the main orgy room. The other three probably were about half the size, so probably orgy beds for 25 to 30 people.
Mm.
And again, another 15 to 20 around the edges.
Yes. So we're with some friends and we're sort of wandering between all
looking
these
for a
rooms.
Space.
Yeah, and this is where we kind of had that moment of it feeling like looking for a car parking
Well,
spot.
I described it. Literally, when you go in a multi-story car park and it's busy, and I'm sure we've all done it, the problem is you either keep going round hoping that there's just a space the more you go round, or you've got a land lucky that somebody moves and you can slip in.
Good choice of words there.
Yeah, it was actually good. But unfortunately...
We couldn't slip in.
When there's four of you, you need two spaces to appear at once.
Well, you do. Or even if we could have just got one butt cheek on, that would have been okay.
But there was these beds, just no there was room. Not a square inch available.
And I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it on the floor. I'm not. I don't want to do...
Well, you weren't wearing your knee pads, were you?
It's not that. I probably sound like a snob. I'm not trying to be a snob. I just don't want to do it on the floor.
Or up against the wall, which really isn't comfortable.
Well, no. You know, they try and make it look sexy in films, but in reality, angles
practical.
And all the rest of it. Come on now, no. So,
plenty of people were, but even then, there wasn't lots of room. You could have done, but just didn't feel... Great?
No. No.
So the beds were great, but they were all too full. And literally, we walked around those rooms for probably...
And there wasn't just us walking around.
There were lots.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we walked around for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No spaces came available at all.
No, not at all.
And it got to the point where... It just starts to lose the sexiness because
the vibe starts to go.
You're horny feeling, you're ready to go, you have a look around, which fair enough, in most clubs you've got to have a wander around to find a space, but I've never seen a club full.
We have seen clubs full actually, but we've always been able to find a nook or a cranny somewhere, or with a bit of loitering somebody moves and you can kind of move in.
Hmm.
And it just wasn't coming of it. It just didn't happen. And it was just like, oh, this vibe's something.
And eventually, it just kills that feeling.
The other thing I noted, which was unusual, not what I expected, which was when we were upstairs and there's all these people fucking, there was predominantly, it was couples.
It was pairs.
Didn't seem or appear from what we could see much group play.
No.
And I really expected the way that these beds were set up, and they were huge spaces.
Oh yeah, like I say, 50, 60
and
people
from
in one
our
bed.
Relatively limited experience, but when we've had sex in a sex club, if you're sharing a space or an area, the people you're near will often kind of say,
Do you mind?
Or can I do this? Or if you bang into each other, you might go, oh, I'm sorry. But then you go, no, not at all. I enjoyed that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's lots of things.
Yeah, that's a bit of a tip there, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, my penis just landed on your head. That's all right. I quite like it. So, you know, and if I think back to that night, there was legs and arms and limbs and tits and arses and, you know, penises literally everywhere. But it was done in such a civilized way that nobody seemed to be breaking any boundaries anywhere.
Well, as I say, if you think of those rooms I've just described, overall, in those four rooms, we probably saw 200 people having sex.
Yeah.
In those rooms.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I can remember only a couple of examples of group play.
And that wasn't group play.
Where there's
play.
Four or five people.
Right.
Whereas on a bed of 50, you'd think that there might be sort of...
50. Let's just get it on. Seriously, like, I almost feel like there was opportunities missed there.
Well, there was for us because we couldn't get on the bloody bed. And it's not even as if you could have gone and climbed into the middle. There was literally no space.
I don't know, because maybe we're not experienced enough with killing kittens in this respect to understand. Is there just some unspoken rule that people just don't involve with each other?
This
on
is where we said, as we spoke, and since on the groups and things, looks though there was swapping going on.
Mm.
But I think a lot of people go to explore with their partner voyeurism and exhibitionism.
Right. So it could be more that.
Possibly.
I mean, is it that that was just on that night? We obviously need to go again. Just without so we doubt. Can find out.
Well, we've already got sort of a guess of when the next event
might be. We do, yeah.
From somebody on one of our groups is sort of speculating, but there's no confirmation at all. So,
I mean,
but there will be another one.
I think the venue was, from what I was hoping, it was perfect. I couldn't fault it. It was just brilliant. But if there is anything they need to address, it is the number of playrooms, and not only that, there is not an option to have slightly more intimate play.
Yeah, so maybe 4, 6, 8 of you, or even
just
10 of you.
Just a smaller room.
Yeah,
like,
it was like 4 mass orgy beds or BDSM.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you know, there's been a bit of chatter since, and I don't think we're the only ones that felt like that, because, you know, some people, for example, an example was given that in a mass room, they felt like you're stuck in neutral. And to get into gear, you just need a bit more intimacy.
I get that. I totally get that. Some people, it's going to, again, different things are going to work for different people. For some people, the mass of people could be a massive turn on because, as I said before, it's the sounds, it's the sights, it's the smells, it's just all going on around you. But for some other people, that's just a no, it's too much. It's
well, there was an example, there was a gagging in head and... Obviously, finishing off, and you actually said to our friends, fuck, I'd give him a blowjob.
I want to give him a blowjob because I like giving pleasure, and he was really enjoying himself. And I do feel like a level of disappointment, really, that I feel like I've not got to experience that. And again, bear with me when I say even just with you, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just in the event.
The vibe died not quickly, because we tried for 20 minutes and then we went downstairs and we went back upstairs again, even just the two of us, do you remember? And we searched again. So we gave it a minute. We thought, right,
and then
come away.
Just as two of
we
us.
We thought, right, we'll
it's
just...
easier to find someone with two, but...
We'll just... For me, I really, really wanted... just like from a personal point of view, from like a personal journey point of view, I really wanted to have sex in that venue. It was everything I wanted it to be, and I really wanted to get my fuck on. But I couldn't get into a space. There's no way I'm doing it on the floor. And the vibe, again, when it just starts to die, you're like, why? You start to question yourself then at the moment, why am I doing this? Like, what we do.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we spent probably 35 minutes walking around the playrooms looking for a space and couldn't find a space at all.
So next time when we go, we need to run upstairs at 5 to 10.
As soon as those velvet drapes go, off we go.
I'm literally running.
But I think we don't want to give the impression this wasn't an unsexy sex party where nobody... There was fucking all over the place.
Upstairs. But nobody was fucking downstairs. And you were allowed... You were permitted, should I say.
Were you, though?
Well, there was nothing on any information that I saw anywhere to say that you couldn't fuck in any area.
No, but...
It seems to be an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
Like a bit of a respect
thing,
maybe.
There's a mingling area, and then... Because not everybody will want the full sex, so...
I think, oh, am I sounding like... I'm sounding like some kind of deviant by saying I kind of wanted even more sex.
Well, yeah.
Like, well, I wanted
there was,
it.
There was
wanted,
huge amounts upstairs.
I know, but I wanted to see it everywhere. I was kind of hoping that when dress down came, that the heat did rise because it you know, it was all happening upstairs.
Oh, it was upstairs. It was
but
just,
I wanted more debauchery.
It was just a little frustrating. That there wasn't
literally
quite enough space.
It was frustrating. And so, if they'd have put maybe comfortable chairs, chaise lounge, even something downstairs, it would have encouraged to have had some
maybe
form
that's why
of
they
play.
Don't.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
I think in the rooms, in the playrooms, possibly some sort of sex chairs. You know, the Liberator style sex chairs and
yeah.
things like that.
But again, from my point of view, I think they need more rooms. Although they'd taken the entire hotel over, they obviously hadn't opened all accessible rooms. They'd some rooms were bedrooms and people were staying
people
there.
People were staying in them.
But
interestingly, I think the rules were you couldn't take non-guests.
No.
Into the
hotel.
Sort of the private part of the hotel where people were staying.
Yeah,
which I understand security and things like that. I understand that.
Yeah.
But again, slightly frustrating probably if you were staying there.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm sure people broke those rules, but...
Well, do you know what? I think to summarise, because we've been talking for 85 years now about this. But to summarise, I think overall we can say that we had... a really good weekend.
Fabulous.
We really enjoyed ourselves. We've had some fabulous company. I've really laughed a lot, which is amazing
medicine. We've made more fantastic friends.
We have, which is always going to be a good thing. We've had our eyes opened. We've been shown that there are other ways to have this hobby and to play this hobby.
Yes.
It doesn't all have to be in a slightly occasionally undesirable venue. Because you can't find anywhere
else
to
do
it.
You can do it at the very top level.
You can, but it's going to cost you money.
Yes.
And if we ever do it again, which I'm sure we will, I now know why the Queen of Dressdown, as we shall now call her, does what she does. Because she knows, because she's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And you've got to get dressed down and you've got to get your ass upstairs and you've got to get your fuck on.
Yeah.
And you've got to hold your bloody space.
Absolutely. And then... Yeah, I think we definitely will go again because the downstairs was as perfect as we expected it to be.
As we wanted it to be. But there could have been, for me, even more debauchery. I'm wondering now if my new HRT is kicking in and I'm becoming a sex fiend.
I think the upstairs, it was great if you could get a space. But you had to be quick off the mark.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you went up later... You weren't
as
getting a space.
We didn't,
and that
yeah.
was frustrating. Possibly if we'd waited till the end, then the beds might have come available.
You'd
but
have had to have a 5-minute shag then, though.
You're killing the vibe.
You don't want a quick 5-minute shag. You want some You want some like sensuality and a bit of touchy-feely here and there, don't you?
So in the end, we gave up on the playrooms, unfortunately, because there just was no space. And neither of us are particularly voyeuristic that we just want to stand there and watch.
It doesn't do it for us. We like it being around us, but that's not fully hitting the spot. We want to be part of it.
And so we ended up, well, you got dressed again.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting a taxi back to the hotel with a younger couple who were staying at the same hotel.
Yeah, coincidentally.
And we went back and there was a group of us for drinks, etc.
Yeah.
And had a good end to the night.
Yeah.
And, in summary, a fantastic weekend.
Mm.
A opulent weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
It felt, as I said, like we attended a high society ball with lots of sex.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We couldn't get
it. It was
sport.
Bloody full. So, it was a learning experience in that you've got to be quick.
Yeah.
Which normally isn't my problem. I can be quick. But we need to be quicker off the mark to get some space.
Mm.
And then I think that will...
Or killing kittens need to get some more rooms.
Yeah.
I hope they've kind of... If there's a way to feedback,
I'm sure there will be.
I hope there is. Then I hope they hear, because it wasn't just us. A few people said the same thing and have said it on the groups as well. We just couldn't get a space. And that feels a level of disappointment when you go into a sex party.
You want sex.
And you want sex.
You don't have to, by the way.
No, but when you do want sex, I was ready to get my sex on.
No, me too.
And I couldn't find a space to have my sex. And I didn't want to do it on the floor. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, I don't either.
So, yeah.
So, Mrs. G, it's been a long episode. It's only discussed the Mansion Weekend, but it's such a massive event.
It is for us. It has been for us.
Off the scale. Yeah. Just like nothing else that we've experienced. Yeah. And yeah, where do we sign up for the next one?
Yeah.
Because
we're in.
Honestly, I mean, we were supposed to be on a social this weekend, but can't go now because of a family function.
Yeah.
But if they had another one this month, I'd be there.
You'd be on it. You've got to get your kid care first, love.
Just have sell to find
them.
Somebody.
Sell the children so we can go to the sex party, please.
So, we hope you've enjoyed it. We hope you've got some food for thought.
Yeah, I hope so. And if anybody's thinking of doing it, I hope this helps a little bit.
And if you've got any questions about it that we're able to answer, feel free, as always, to ask.
Yes.
Okay, until next time.
Bye
for now.
Thanks
for listening.
If any of our gorgeous listeners would like to contact us, we can be reached at Twitter at sexlessswingers, email hello@sexlessswingers.co.uk, or on Fab, the_sexless_swingers.